New Urban Agenda atau agenda baru perkotaan yang akan dibawa dalam konferensi UN Habitat 3 di Quito, Ecuador pada Oktober mendatang diharapkan mengakomodir berbagai permasalahan yang dihadapi perkotaan sehingga dapat menjadi acuan dalam mengatasi masalah perkotaan. Menurut Corny Huizenga, Secretary General Partnership on Sustainable Low Carbon Transport, persoalan rendahnya kualitas udara di perkotaan perlu mendapat perhatian serius dari pemerintah untuk mewujudkan permukiman masyarakat yang sehat.
The New Urban Agenda is for a 20-year period. If you think back, how much has changed in the last 20 years, and then think forward, it's clear that we need to come up with clear targets what we want to accomplish. Another area where we think that the new urban agenda is relatively weak is on urban air quality. We know that in many cities, including cities in Indonesia, that the air quality is not good.
Corny Huizenga menambahkan, pemanfaatan teknologi untuk mewujudkan moda transportasi masalah yang baik masih belum menjadi kebutuhan mendesak dalam agenda baru perkotaan, sehingga perlu dipikirkan untuk memasukkan isu transportasi sebagai salah satu faktor penting penataan kota yang berkelanjutan.
In general, we are happy with the new urban agenda because we do think that the new urban agenda acknowledges the importance of transport. But where we are not entirely satisfied with the new urban agenda is that we say it talks about the direction in which we need to change transport, but it does not set any targets, so we will not know whether we have been successful or not.
Technical Advisor Office of the Director General Sustainable Development and Climate Change Department Asian Development Bank, Terrell Duncan, mengatakan dukungan untuk mewujudkan pembangunan perkotaan berkelanjutan siap diberikan oleh lembaga keuangan dunia maupun nasional melalui penyediaan transportasi massal yang memanfaatkan energi ramah lingkungan.
In the case of clean energy, the drive towards clean energy supported by MDBs and others has been assisted by large grant funds provided by advanced country governments. Funding used to build capacity in the developing country cities and the governments and in the non-governmental community, and to do pilot projects and to help prepare new projects.
Christy Daniel, Program Director Livable Cities Healthright, menegaskan transportasi sehat di sebuah kota merupakan jembatan penting untuk mewujudkan masyarakat kota yang sehat.
A key component of development is healthy people. So cities need to create the environments in which people can be healthy. And transportation is one way that we can do that.
Dari Surabaya, Jawa Timur, Petrus Rizki melaporkan untuk VOA Washington.